It's the 12th of March. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A professional burglary gang flew from Poland to Bedfordshire to rob stately homes, a court heard. They targeted million-pound homes where they stole large amounts of cash, jewellery, diamonds, premium cars and electronics. They used walkie-talkies to avoid being tracked and watched properties with high-powered telescopes. But the gang made a mistake after stealing an iPad. Despite wrapping it in tinfoil, the owner was still able to track it to the location of the thieves. When police arrived, they found a car containing gloves, balaclavas, a crowbar, two safes and jewellery. Three of the gang got 4 years in prison and another got 6 months. They all had previous convictions for benefit fraud, theft and burglary and will be deported after serving their time. Glenmore Business Park in Bedford is nearly full just weeks after opening. Property agent Kirkby Diamond said local businesses have been very keen to relocate. The strong demand for light industrial and warehouse units is a great sign for Bedfordshire's industrial sector. Link in the show notes. In a welcome sign of a return to normality, Google data shows Bedford workplaces are now busier than during the first lockdown. Google uses location data from mobile phones and other devices to track patterns in people's movements, including where they work. It shows workplaces are now just 39% quieter than they were back when things were normal. A majority of people say they are suffering lockdown fatigue and no longer intend to isolate, supporting what Google data shows. Bedford is going al fresco this summer thanks to Bedford Council waiving the cost of pavement hospitality licences. The £100 licences will be doled out for free so businesses can put tables and chairs outside their premises to serve food and drink on the public highway. That's all for today, folks. Ciao for now.